Person has to check and remove from the salt any kernels of wheat.
Oh, about that. He's missing Kodem Pesach.
What?
He's missing Kodem Pesach.
Okay. That's interesting.
Print to zero.
Kikesh HaMelech Mislach Leach Hunichas Ma'at Ma'at Bechitim U'mischametz. As salt, if the salt is wet, so it holds that moisture, puts the moisture into the chitim, and the chitim become chametz. Okay. Zot Mishavur. Sif Kotin Chavdalet HaMelech. Hanu b'melech shayam. It's talking about salt from the sea salt. The chemayim domi, because the sea salt is considered halacha similar to water. Aval b'melech shachayfer min hakarka, salt which is mined out of salt mines in the ground. B'tzadad in kabach redadayim. Deidim b'chla mayim. Alhem kemei peiris b'deinim achmitzim. So he's understanding that the problem here, these are understanding that it wasn't that there's any outside moisture joining over here. The problem is this, the power of the salt itself is considered an extension of water. So it has a kind of chimutz. So if there's chitim in there, those chitim are going to become chametz due to the salt, because salt is considered like water and it has a kind of chimutz. If you learn that, but however, you're talking about salt which is mined from regular salt mines, which are not like water, so that's not bachmitz.
What's this you're talking about?
They are trying.
There are certain things in halacha which we don't look at them as water, but halacha looks at them as that they're considered water because they're called tevel samayim. They were generated by water. They've been done like water. Water is machmitz. Water and flour together makes chametz. So melach is considered a tol of mayim because it came from the water, and therefore it's going to cause chimutz. If I take salt from a salt mine, which is not considered a told of the mime. I take. You have in Arizona, you have a desalinization plant, right? So they also, the more times they had something was the opposite. It was like you would take the seawater, let it go into very very shallow areas. The sun would boil off the water, and the salt would remain. That salt comes directly from the water, so that's heads in like water. I have a salt in a salt mine, so. And that's not considered an extension of water. It's not not machmitz. He says it's better. I did it even so. Get the chitim out. Now, the Sharzian points out why should it be machmitz all salt? You should always check it because the opinion of the in Sharzian and Beis, he brings that we should question for the Darkei Moshe that all salt is considered tolus mayim for this halacha.
So everything from the sea is machmetz? Seaweed, fish oil, I mean, all that.
So those things are not considered that they were generated from the water. This is not much generated from water. Salt is that you...
Because you can't see it.
No, it's a mineral which is absorbed in the water, and then you boil it out. So halacha said that's considered tol samayim. Mm-hmm. The fish isn't tol samayim. Wasn't generated from the water.
Chemically, it's the same wherever the source is. So, if you tell me that it absorbed a lot of mine, that's one thing. But to say it's different.
So that's what the Darkei Moshe argues. That's the Darkei Moshe argument that all salt is the same.
Must be somewhat different. If you sell it in the store, it's different. There'd be some difference in it.
I imagine the difference is probably the sodium chloride probably is the same. There's probably other minerals that get mixed in because of how they came from the water.
I assume that.
Yeah.
Salt to salt.
Well, no, it's sold separately.
Yeah.
It tastes different.
Yeah, I'm not such a maven, but there are some recipes that require sea salt, and you can see it separately in the stores now.
Right.
It wasn't always like that, but now you can see they're separate.
The salt you buy in the stores has all other kinds of stuff. Iodine, dextrose, and all the regular salt.
Talking about they have packages that say sea salt.
Okay. The difference is that you don't see the salt from the sea behind. You don't see it. So it's told up from the water.
Right.
You don't see everything else you see. You know, it's distinct.
Correct.
So.
Okay. Mistama, it's a fito. Now we're worried that this will cause the kernel of wheat to become chometz. Then, mishupalata zachita, mistama chometz b'melo. Then the chita, which becomes chometz, will put its flavor into the salt. And now you have salt, which has tam chometz in it. Vimloy bearer. Now, let's say a person did not do this breira before yontov like he should have. Vim sachitin b'melach. On yontov, you notice there was some chita in there. So what do you have? What's the law? Yiskim Marcher, the Shem agreed to the following conclusion. Vim yveshim, if the chitim are dry, so that you should have taken it out. If you didn't take it out, we say mutter amelach afilo pesach. You can use it on pesach. You found that they have the chita started to soften, which means it's absorbing some liquid. It's like this: imu erev pesach archer chatzos. If it's an erev pesach, once it's Ma'an Yisrael Chometz, it starts, but it's not nighttime yet. It's not actually Yom Tov HaPesach. So then, Tzarchlito K'denetilo, Tanuk Ha'obi, HaGodol, Sivos HaMokim, Shoye HaChitim. You take away a thumb's breadth worth of the salt around that area where the chitim was. You zork and you throw it out. So you assume that absorbs up to what's called K'denetilo.
I know there's been discussions that the Sephardim who eat rice, they have to look at the rice to make sure there's no chita mixed in. And then there's also discussions with quinoa if there sometimes is other grain mixed in there. And you have to get to it. But salt comes from a mine or comes from the water. How does the chita get in there in the first place? They're not coming from the same place. Why is there a chash of this happening? I mean, how does the chita get there?
Because most people, they stored salt in some type of container somewhere. It was in the house.
The container could have been used for something else.
Can be something else. There's the potential for.
Oh.
You're right. You're not getting it out of the mine like that. Mazark and Mashar Mutas. You throw away the teal and the rest is mutter if it's already softened. It's on the Pesach. That's a Mazark Pesach. If you found it on Pesach already, you can't use any of the salt on the kli. These are kedei netila svivon. You throw away the area of kedei netila. Rashar mashon ad lachar Pesach. The rest you may keep till after Pesach, but you can't use. But you have it im nishtamash b'em if you did use it. Unless the food remains mutter. Unless what the salt which was used for this food was the salt which was immediately adjacent to the chita within the air, the distance of the kedei netila. But the salt which is further in the kli will not make the food also b'diyeh. Those also call my but it's the salt which is immediately adjacent to the chita within a kedei netila around the chita. So that salt was then put into the food.
The food is healthier.
Because the Quran, the Gemara, the Volam, Yesh Nevar, Lahashik, Karmina, Tzvua, Shemim, Sabahem, Kadam Shishimim, Batavshal, Kadam Shiyarachusa. You should check your spices. Make sure there's no kernels of wheat which got fell in over there. Okay. Okay. So the spices also you need to check before you put it into the food. Before you grind them. You don't want any chitim to get mixed into the spices. So the issue isn't that there's chitim in the spices. That's not the problem. The problem is if there's chitim in the spices and you use the spices, there might be some chitim which go in also. If you grind it up together, there might be some chitim which went into there, and then you use it, and you cook it on base, it'll become chametz. But the fact that there's kernels of wheat together with the spices is not a problem because they're both dry, so there's no transfer of flavor. Salt, we argue, because it's considered hesitant, like it's wet, but not spices. So male of spices, we might check, because we're afraid if you don't check, you might end up using it on Pesach in the food, and then the liquid in the food is going to make this thing chametz. But till then, it's not chametz. Just get the Rehem Yavashi Yavash. Here's a scenario where it's totally dry. Okay. Zogtim Chaber. Simon Tov Samach Gimel. Sif Aleph. So the Mora raises the following question. That there was a process where you would roast the kernels. While roasting, what happens is it pulls out the liquid which is in there. If you start roasting something, you see it gets moist. The liquid inside is being pulled out and burnt eventually. So now if I do two at the same time, it's very possible that the liquid from, we could argue the liquid from kernel A is not going to make kernel A chametz, because that's its own liquid, it's living with it. Till now it hasn't become chametz. It shouldn't become chametz further. But you might think, however, the liquid from kernel A, if it comes out and goes into kernel B, and be machmetz. So that's not true, because the liquid is may peris. The liquid of the kernel is the liquid of a fruit, which isn't machmetz.
So what's the scenario here? What's happened? What are you doing?
So a person is going, he's taking kernels of wheat and he wants to parch them, he wants to roast them.
Okay.
So as
on Pesach.
On Pesach or before Pesach, to use on Pesach, either one.
Okay.
Right? Exactly. So the question is, am I going to end up with a result which is chametz?
I'm going to end up with
result which is chametz. Why would I think that I do? I don't.
Yeah, right.
Why would I think I do? Because you have two kernels next to each other.
Right.
And as they're heating up, so this is putting out liquid, that liquid is going to touch this other one.
Okay. Let's say it does.
So this liquid, now this other one has this liquid coming into it, which causes it to become chametz.
But both of the kernels are on the fire.
Correct.
Isn't there a klal in Issa V'Heter that if something is going out, it doesn't go in?
So, it's a fair question. So the Mora basically says that the kernel of wheat, because it has a track in it, it has like a place where it tracks, so that's like an open place to go in, so then you can't rely on...
But why, when it's on the fire, stuff is going out. It's right. Not coming back in.
Right. So
I thought it could only go in one direction. If it's going out, it
what
can't
happens
go back
if
in.
One of them, or I didn't see the Mishabur right now, but if I recall correctly, the Mora says if here's like the crack, if here's the kernel, here's like the crack,
yeah.
This one lodges in that crack. Right? So one will lodge in the other.
Oh, it's touching each other.
So the liquid which is coming out is going directly in over there.
Directly in,
so. So the Mora says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Well, Chashin Hashem yetu maim mutter lachar shnei shibolim ke'achat v'yachat. You can parch two kernels of wheat at the same time. Well, Chashin Hashem yetu maim me'achat v'yachat. Maybe water liquid will transfer from one to the other. Because even if it does, it's a liquid of a fruit. And may peris aren't machmas. Shehem may peris, may not machmas. So the Mishabur shehem may peris. V'hu adin, the mutar l'hamid had shel dogon lachim. If you have a kernel, you have fresh kernels which are still moist. V'secha taner, and you want to take this whole container and put it into the oven, cham, which is warm. She also close because that'll roast them. V'avshamach maskema taner, olu she eats a mime in a dog on the secha cat. As this process happens, the liquid leaves the kernels, gathers in the cod, it absorbs into the other items afterwards, after they're finished. It's the same argument.
What's cod?
It's a container.
Pitcher.
So, I mean, yes, it was
container.
A
container. Cuff down.
What? Cuff down. I think what he's saying is that so it'll come out, go to the bottom, and after these things roast, they'll be sitting in it and absorb it again. Yeah, but it's all my berries. So what's the page print? Sorry, couldn't resist. Okay. So that's really a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara says like this.
I'm sorry.
Sick base. Vasika. What is Vasika? Shehutav shal ha'osim yishemen v'melach im kemen. You have oil, you have salt, and you have flour. So, are you allowed to make this concoction, recipe? Shulchan says it's mutter. Shabur is going to say, because the shaman is meperis. The melech is considered water. We said before, when you have water together with meperis, not only is it machmitz, but it's machmitz even more quickly than normal. So as much as you tell me that melech is considered water, and you're saying you're putting shaman and melech with the kemach, so how can we mutter? So Shabur will raise that question. The argument is, whatever reason why the melech is not relevant, the shaman is meperis. But it has to be that there's no other water in there, because then we say the meperis are yesma. That was the dawn that comes to Ramon, and what says in Shemlegim Mahakal the meperis. So Gamza also. So we said before, the Mishabur said, the Ramon said that our minig Ashkenazim is not to eat matzahs made out of meperis, egg matzahs. So the same thing over here, that this concoction that they would make would be also for Ashkenazim to make. So the Mishabur is a cotton base, the shemen v'mel. Baba Gavish, the mel of Shalom was machmitz, our salt is machmitz, like you just said, because you cost them so similar to some of base. So the her now, who cares about the shemen? Shemen is my parents, but the mel will cause the chimus. Yesh l'amer, fishu muatz, when he's telling Tzorot, some Yitzurah Samayim, and Bakar, in Hashem. So it's an interesting argument. Even though I told you that meperis are not machmas, but with water they are machmas, that is one thing I told you. I also told you that melach is considered like water. So you're arguing that melach with meperis should be machmas. That's not true. Or is that much, since it is not melach in its pristine form, that which we know that melach, that it's not mine, it's pristine form.
It's pristine form.
Right. It's melach instead. That which we know that mayim combines with meperis to cause chimus doesn't apply to melach. Even though melach alone can be machmitz, but when you have a majority of meperis, and meperis is not machmitz, melach doesn't change the property of the meperis and let it be machmitz. Whereas water would. We actual water, even if it's just a little bit, we would be concerned. That's machmas. V'asher nami i'ivet mei melech merubin kashinan. For that much, I would argue if there's a lot of salt, so then I can't say that it becomes insignificant to the shem. So a lot of shem with a little bit of water, so whoa, there's water there, no, a little bit of salt, don't worry about it. Because it becomes insignificant vis-a-vis all of the oil, which water doesn't. By water, that's not true. By melach, it is true. But if it's a lot of basalt, you can't call it insignificant. And it's tolos amayim. So then already we would say we have to be concerned that it might cause a problem. Okay. Mutter. So he said it's mutter. The shaman have my paris and not. The oil is my paris and not. But came on the Shulchan Aruch and said, "Vavash lo yehi b'mayim." This is vavush lo yehi b'mayim. Avi yikir b'mayim. I feel a caution. With any water in the sinner over here, Havi may paris in mayim. That's the case of may paris together with the water, which we said before is mach. Bein tzarach lomer im lo yehi b'tashol shem and flour, rak mayim and melech im kemah tovari mach. Water and salt together with the flour is going to no shadows. That's a major problem. The whole hint over here was built on the fact that the main ingredient was the oil. Okay. Gam is the usher.
In this case, it would be even stronger than a regular May Paris. The May Paris, you have what you would have, let's say you put water at the apple juice, you have watered down apple juice.
Right.
But if you're putting in water in this mixture, the water and the oil is not going to mix. It's going to sit there separately and it's going to be mathematically. It's going to be a separate thing.
Right.
It'll be pure water.
628. Gamza Osir. 50. You know, we are mathematical that. May Paris alone is mahmud. We said it's only the first file layer is zakin. We're making. So the Mishpura points it out and said, "Hey, Gamz Asim Lo Tzara Chelam Zakin." Kedaliyav Simtas Hamabeis Siptal Bagyo. For the needs of for an elderly or somebody who's sick, we would be making. Because Shochan Dahi the Sif Aleph Gamla Ramoshor.
What would we be
making
for the needs of an
old system? We're machma that May Paris alone is a problem.
Ashkenazi.
That's only. But for the Chelo Zakon, we're making.
Looking for this in Yemen there. Like egg matzi, you said?
Right.
Is Spider made egg matzi?
They could.
Okay.
Maybe I don't trust the hatcher. I don't know. Now, the case of the kernels of wheat together. So, Cardinal Mohu holds we're freshly made Paris as Mazmus. So, we should now say that we can't parch the two kernels of wheat together.
Well, if
the Gemara isn't either,
then you
can't. Okay. Okay. No. So the Rambam only woke up over here in Sif Beis and said, "No, this is not acceptable because there's May Paris." But in Sif Aleph, we said, "Listen, the two kernels of wheat, May Paris, everything's fine. Where's the Rambam? Why the Rambam goes, oh, it's May Paris. We're not going May Paris. No, he's masking that's mut.
What was the reason that when it
says
it's over there?
It's only chashash ba'alma that maybe some water, the liquid will transfer from one to the other." So, it's not common that it should happen, A. And B, Vavim Yotsu, Halemikr, then May Paris, and Amitsin, it's all the Chumrah. So, the combination of the two, we're not mad.
So, as a substitute,
the two kernels of wheat together. The Gam Epshur, the Ha Machmirim, the Ha Dim Machmirim, the May Paris.
So, the Mishnah,
we're Machmir. Hano Shaldasus Maisa Bizayim Lar May Paris in my campus. The Chumrah of May Paris is to go to act of putting my Paris with flour. My Paris should be Arab Mela, Shafkinan Law, Dino Dumut. So we can't make something out of May Paris. Something happened to have May Paris in it, we're not going to make it us. And we said before that you can't make it out of May Paris. And if you do, you can't eat it. So once we said don't do, we said we're going to take it all the way through. But in cases which it just happened, the whole thing just happened in Mele, you can't say don't do, I didn't do. Right, the whole thing happened with Mela, so then it would be mutter to use it. Obviously, the only discussion is that you're going to have extra spectrum because that's the point. You're not making it.
How did it happen with Mela? What happened? It just fell in?
You're saying the two kernels next to each other.
Oh, that went back to that.
So you're not actively putting the liquid one to the other, and they're together, and Mela, some liquid will come out, we'll transfer one to the other. So, you know, that's not... That's what you're saying. So we could, the Rambam could agree to this halacha.
We're going to have an onion here. So get ready.
Okay. Let's see. Gimel. Let's try Gimel. Karmel shemahavavin oisoy bu'ur. So Karmel is the grain, the kernels of the grain, which have, you took them off, usually they take them off with a little bit moist still, and then they would mahavev them in or. They would heat them up over the fire, and then they grind it up. So that this flour, imavashan akem mashalav b'mayim. So you can't go now and add water to it.
It should. I mean,
in other words, why would I think you could? Because the firing process should have. Is ready, like baked. We said before, something which is baked already, you know.
Yes,
animals. Vinegar of Gerbach's aside, but that's we said before, but once it's baked, it's not machmas afterwards. So all of these kernels were baked in the oven. So the chur, I should be allowed to now make a flour, mix up with water, and do whatever I want. Now, Shemelo Nikla Bor Yafa, Nimsa Machmas Kishma Vashan. We're afraid that maybe, possibly, it did not parch totally. So now it's still, didn't go all the way through the kernel. So inside the kernel, there's something which could come at still. So you add it to water. When you put add it to the water, then you cook it, etc. It's going to even come from it.
That's the rationale of the brook salt. The matzah wasn't baked.
I think the rationale over there is afraid that maybe there's some like a layer of
a little bit of flour on it.
Right. But the argument over there is actually we think we saw when we learned that was somebody said that because even there was flour, but since it was in the oven, we have a rule that once it's been cooked, once it's been baked, it doesn't come from it.
Right.
It applies to the dough. It also applies to the kernels, the little pea particles of the flour also, so what's the problem? Okay. Ken kishemberlem akadeiris ha-gadoshes. Herish shenoistim kemach lasecha maichol la-hakbos. You added some flour to give it some body to make it more congealed. So, it's already been baked and roasted in the fire. Once it's baked, it can't become chametz anymore. It's awesome. What are you worried about? Maybe it wasn't baked totally through. And then... If it wasn't baked properly, we're afraid there's still something which can become chametz. And if some machmitz... When you bake it, when you cook it afterwards, you might remember the nosach. If the person put it into the food already, also mechal banor, both the shoyser, the second of the rice, you can't keep it myselfic by raw, can't have any benefit from it. Yisrof chametz.
In the heavens above,
These having a law and keeping it are questions about the rice level. This might be chometz. So if it'll become chometz, kishma vaslan is the feeling of a kemach atzma nikla batar. Lo yivashu b'mayim. Even if that. Even though it had been ready roasted, so again, maybe it wasn't baked through well enough. Yesh tirim levashel kemach hakolu v'shachaim ha'ur shalit boy yesu mashal shalit ba'achitim. Some say you could cook roasted flour. Some say that even though I tell you you can't take kernels and toast them and then use them afterwards without limitations, because you're afraid of Makam Chametz. There was flour ready, and then you put the flour in. So some argue over there that the heat of the oven could get to the particles of flour better than get all the way through the shell of the kernel. So that's what they argue. He's come out kernel. Yes, this is Michal. Divrayim b'diev. B'diev, at least we can rely on such an opinion. Okay, so they say at least in B'nai Yehuda we're going to be stumbling on these opinions that roasted flour is better than roasted kernels. You may at least maintain it. Person baked matzah. He found some what looks like flour inside. Yes. You actually found it in there. Also, the barotzi, you can't put it to the liquid because that flour will come chametz. It's kind of a vada, not for you, but it wasn't baked well, obviously. So I'm telling you that if you bake the flour becomes, it stops, it skims process, and it becomes mut.
There we go, it's
good. So, and then we tell you, it's, you ought to keep it, it's mutter ba. No, you just shouldn't eat it.
So both of them are applied from this one phrase.
Now I have this flour sitting on my mouth. I'm like a big piece of wheat there. So the problem is I found a little piece of flour. Right? So we said before that the flour is good. She says, no, I can't rely on that. It's a chemical, but it wasn't baked well. So it wasn't baked well, it's not totally. The chemist process has not been totally stopped.
It's not
baked well. The matzah, it might be an upper side of them where the matzah was. So that's a different ball game. It blocks the fire. In the sun, if a person did, then. Use this matzah. Also, service hatavshel apano. So the item that's placed into will become osabano. Okay, pirish. Akaderis hayachadosh. What does that mean? Shasan kamas. The pirish hula dasa. That's what it means. Avol. A base Yosef shehetig loshan ramam shekosav akaderis hachadosh. Havi Pirish Shemavash and Kedesh Hadoshes with Parmi Shana Kemachumayim Kelashkos Hakshes Hakedera Lachoska. I want to temper the wood or whatever it is, or the cheris or the metal of the container, and I do that. So, since that's what people would do it for, this is the first time you're using it. And so he said, you can't. One second. You want to put it in. So now you can't cook it. The only case you can cook it is batza, fuya, shechazim, b'tochim. So gebrochs is fine, but to take this thing, which is not a... the argument is that the kernels maybe have not been cooked well, and then they had a chance to become chometz. That's a different ballgame. So people sometimes do that. They come in and bring all this stuff in order to get it, whatever, to harden it. So that you can't do. You can't do. Okay.